Good morning. We are now up to the 8th parak in Maseches Peah. Parak Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah asks, "Me'em asai kol adam mutarim baleket." So we know that leket is left for the aniyim, but at a certain point in time, that it's sitting out there waiting to be collected. At that point, it becomes hefker, and anybody can take it. You no longer need to qualify as an ani. So when is that point in time? When does leket become mutter for everybody? And it's interesting to note that most Rishonim understand that this is referring to Shikcha and Peah as well. It's not specifically talking about Leket. Mishnah answers, Misha Yelcho ha-Nemoshos, when the Nemoshos will leave. The simple understanding of Nemoshos means those who walk slowly, either they lean on a cane, or whatever it might be, which causes them to be, I guess, the laggers, those who come the last round. After they leave, it can be assumed that nobody else is coming to pick up the leket. At that point in time, we assume that the aniyim were mafkir their rights to this leket. At that point in time, anybody has the right to pick it up. Beparat uba olelos. Beparat uba olelos. Those are talking about grapes. Misha yelchu haniyim bekarim v'yavo. When the aniyim will come into the karim, and they will come a second time. In other words, after they come twice, after two rounds of coming to pick up the leftover grapes, either they're the peret or they're the olelos, after the second round, we assume that nobody's coming anymore. Bezesim, by olives, mishateirid revia shnia. Now, just to understand, the Gemara in Tainus explains that revia, over here revia means from the lashon of feeding, or supplying, sustaining. It refers to the rain. There's a machlokus in the Gemara exactly how to divide up these revias. But basically, in the month of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael, when it begins to rain, that's when a different dates in the month, they're considered a different revia, a different feeding of rain to sustain the field. So the Mishnah says, after the second rain, that's when we could assume that from here on in, nothing else is going to be cut, nothing else is going to fall. Anything that's there is left for anybody who wants to come take it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, one second of hello, Yesh Enem Moskim say Seyem El Achar Vieshnia. There are people who wait until after the second rainfall to go ahead and cut down their olives. So how could we tell anybody who wants to come collect any leftover olives in the field? There are people who don't even do their I guess harvest until after the second rain. So he argues and says, El Achar, El Akadei, Shehe Ani Yotze V'loi, Yehe Mevi Ba'arba Yisaris. He said it has to do with at the point in time when if the Ani would go into the field and then collect whatever he finds, he would not be able to bring more than Arba Yisaris, which basically means it's enough to feed four people. It's two Seudas, one for himself, one for his wife. At that point in time when there's nothing left, There's barely anything left. That's an anybody who wants can go take it. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. We pasken like the Tanakama. We'll stop here at Mishnah Beis. We'll continue tomorrow.